Yeah, somebody said to me, you know, why would you listen to your own music? And I thought, well, why would you not enjoy your own music? Why would you create something you don't enjoy for somebody else to enjoy? It doesn't make any sense. We can only create stuff that we like listening to.
We play it regular, don't we?
Yeah. It's not about ego. It's about it making a sound that you like the sound of.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, it's like people who do the garden, isn't it? You've got a lovely garden. Yeah, it's the same thing, isn't it?
That's such a good analogy. So you create your garden, but you mustn't ever go out and have a look at it. Because that's egotistical.
Yeah.
What a good analogy.
I know, isn't it?
Great analogy.
You should have your own show.
I know I should.
Closed group with just over 5. So we've got 17,500 people on Facebook. Yeah. And then we've got a closed group that, obviously, if you know how Facebook works, you have to be invited and accepted into that. And there's about 500 people in that.
Yeah.
And what's nice about that is you put a post on there and not only will people make a comment, but they talk to each other, even though they only know each other through music. So
with that, with the old Facebook thing, I do a lot of live gigs than I in the taxi and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the interaction. Like, we know everyone by name. Mm. You know, that's a lot of fans to actually know by name. You're talking to them all the time and they're coming on and they're telling you about their lives. So, you know, there's been some people that have been in hospital and in bad places, haven't they? And they've said to us, if it wasn't for you, you know, you've brought us out. As soon as we found you, you've lifted our spirits. And so that's amazing, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
In fact, one of the songs for the album, on the album, I'm not going to say the name, but one of the guys that's been following us since we started, he's got just an absolutely amazing story. We ended up writing a song about his life.
Yeah.
And it ended up being on the album.
Oh, wow.
Which he knows about.
Yeah.
But nobody else who he knows, which is why I'm not going to say the name.
It's a great story. I'll tell you after, Michelle. You're just amazing.
So, that's on the album. So it's quite nice to do something. Well, it felt quite natural to do that. It's just a nice thing
We always do stuff like that, don't we? You know us, what we do, the stuff we do.
We're amazing.
Like the Voices thing we done for Mental Health Foundation, stuff like that. We're always trying to do stuff for people. You know what I mean? We love that, don't we, Pete? That interaction with people.
Mm. Mm.
Now, would you like to, I know it wasn't planned, but while you're here, would you like to throw in another song?
Ooh, what an unrehearsed song live on the radio.
Yeah, why not?
Still Can I Hold You.
All right, then.
I told you.
If we can, I don't have any, I just run behind with the bags.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, because I know Pete, because he'll put me in one where I've got to hit a high register.
Did you not?
At this hour of the day.
Did you not see me carrying all the equipment in?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
He sat down with his sunglasses on.
I know.
That's what we do, don't we?
He's changed.
Phil, that's what we do, don't we?
Can we have a little practice of that song? Off air.
Yes, you can. I'm going to play.
Go live on Facebook.
No, I won't play the ads. I've just played those. I'm going to play the dubs with a song. Love this song.
I saw your comment about.
Yeah, I keep playing it every day.
Love Doves.
I'm going to play the Doves. Catch the Sun. It's from 2001. Brilliant track this is. And then we'll be back with an equally brilliant track from the Chondriacs.
Mm. Mm. Thank you.
The name the Chondriacs. We haven't said how you got your name. We have covered it before, but do tell us.
When people ask this, I always say we're two men of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
If you think 25. About that that word, it was actually a Mickey take from our wives. They used to say, "Oh, the Chondriacs are getting together," as in hypochondriacs. And then we were coming on your show, and we'd gone through. I mean, how many different names have we gone through? Because we hadn't really considered doing this officially, and suddenly we was coming on the show. We had to have a name, and we sort of gave up in the end and went for what was actually a Mickey take name.
Yeah,
we're quite glad we did, really.
Mm. It's a good name.
It sort of fits us.
Now this song, tell us about this tune.
This song is called Can I Hold You. I think anyone who's got children or anything like that, you know, this was written, it's just for my girl. She's 23 now. But when she was born, it used to be called You Stole My Heart That Day, the day that I was born.
Mm.
So if you've got a child, this is for you, this one. It's called Can I Hold You. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to join in on the...
Michelle's going to join
one,
in.
It's one of our littlest fans, Elizabeth. This song is for you, Elizabeth.
Hello!
Hello!
Elizabeth.
Pete was supposed to join in with that, but he never did.
To me, the sea is rising, yet to me, I believe it's 'cause you're crying. like I always do. No one knows you like I know you. I will always dry your tears.
Dry your tears.
Dampen all of the fires. Know your fears.
Know your fears.
Can I hold you like I always do? No one knows you like I know you. Think you're perfect. You taught me the only way of loving. You stole my heart that day from nothing. Can I hold ya? Can I hold you like I always do? No one knows you like I know you. Think you're perfect. You taught me the only way of loving. My heart that day from nothing. Can I hold you like I always do? No one knows you like I know you. Can I hold you like I always do? Think you're perfect.